have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Greetings and blessings upon blessings. This is the Tea Time Show with T. Spence and my co-host, Kimmy Kim, on this Tuesday evening, 8 to 9 p.m. Central. So sit back and grab your favorite cup of tea and tune in. Call in if you'd like to participate, 646-564-9842 on the Elation Radio Show.
Well, T, are you there? It is your time.
Yes, I'm here. Kimmy Kim, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. It was a beautiful day out here in the sunny Tampa, Florida, and I enjoyed the weather, and it was just a lovely day.
Tampa. I love me some Tampa. I've been there one time. Well, at least you guys got cold. You guys don't have the cold weather. You know, we have the cold weather here, and I'm getting tired of it now.
We don't have the cold weather. We got nice, bright, and sunny days. It's always sunny.
Wow. Well, I just want to thank you once again for allowing me to be your co-host, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You're so amazing.
Yes, you're so amazing, too. I'm glad that we are on this Tuesday evening, and we picked a topic to talk about today since we're all about coming together and being in sisterhood and supporting one another. Our topic tonight is going to be about Ruth and her faith and her sisterhood with her mother-in-law. So I would love to dwell into that because it was definitely something that was captivating towards me, how close-knit they were together, how they bonded through triumphs, tragedies, tribulations, and they came out like with freedom and with grace and loyalty to one another. That is a woman's worth beyond saying right there.
Yes, as the Bible says, it's nothing like a woman that loves the Lord. She fears him and she honors him. Absolutely. I believe this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible because it talks about when you just listen to, those who come before you, you have blessings that will come. And sometimes it may not be that time for us. And sometimes we just have to wait on the Lord. Of course, the waiting piece
right.
is always, pleasant.
exactly. Like, we don't have patience as a virtue, and a lot of people don't understand that. But, we wait because it's not about our time. It's about his time when he feels like, that we should be blessed and when we should be in the moment and when we are deserving of, because we're not always deserving of. Just because you ask for something, that does not mean he's going to give it to you. And it's not going to be on your time. It's going to be on his time.
Absolutely. And that is what I get from there. So before we begin, you have what's your favorite tea again? Because I'd like to ask that because I am drinking water today. But I had some tea earlier this week. What's your favorite tea?
I like, I like the varieties, but I do kind of lean towards green tea. I like green tea. I like the taste of it. It's got a little sweet in it, and it's got a little, little smack your lips to it. So I like green tea.
Okay. So we got the tea out of the way. So
we got the tea out of the way. What kind of tea did you have this week? Spilling the tea.
I had green tea, and I had a green tea with ginger. I tried to do the black tea, but the black tea is just too sour. It was like maybe a couple
of
times.
Strong. Right.
Yes. And so I'd like to know what tea that people like because I really think it's important that we drink tea. Tea cleanses us. It's just like the word. It's just simply amazing. And I saw you promoting your podcast also. Please tell us more about that. You can promote your other platforms on here. Where can people reach you?
Absolutely. Like I had the guest that we had on last week that was phenomenal was Jacqueline Charles, the Women Are Worthy mm-hmm. Network, who she represents. And she came on my show today, the T. Spence Show, and it's on Tap the Mic Radio. And she told us about her life and how she was homeless at one point in time and she had to go through sex trafficking and how she made it out. And she is a beautiful woman that keeps giving back to the community and keeps living her life to the fullest and doesn't take, she really doesn't take no for an answer. If she wants something, she goes after it. And she seems like she usually gets it. So, I really enjoy having conversations with her. She's very uplifting. She said she doesn't like negativity in her life. But who does like negativity in her life? But she doesn't stand for it. And she, she blocks it out and she keeps it moving. So, my show comes on every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. And I would love for everybody who listens to this show right here to show jump and listen to my show as well.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. And I'm really having a great time with you. So I'm going to give you the mic. But before we begin this topic, one of the things I love about Ruth is the fact that she was very humble and kind.
Yes.
She was pure in heart. And I believe those are some good qualities that women should have. And before we begin this discussion, I do see my friend Janella. Let me see if she would like to partake in this discussion.
Oh,
about
great.
This.
Yes.
Janella, are you there?
Yes,
are
I'm
there?
Here.
We are talking about woo today. So you came on. Hi. I know that's one of your favorite characters as well. But
that's wonderful.
I know.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I know another thing I love about her is her loyalty to Ruth, to Naomi. And she could have easily left and go back to her country, but she stayed. And that's one thing I love, the faithfulness that she had towards her and God. So that's what I get from it. Yeah.
Mm. Well, what I got was, the book of Ruth demonstrates God's grace towards people. In fact, the meaning of the name Ruth is grace. In the story, Ruth receives blessings from God that she did not, she did not feel like she merited her. And, being a woman, she received God's blessings despite her status of being a Gentile woman. So that's what I read, and that's what I got out of it and read on. And it was just a really interesting dynamic between her and Naomi. Like, I really loved their kinship. I really loved their bond. Like, I feel like, that if more women were like that in the world, that, the world would be a much better place. That loyalty there, that kindness, that loving spirit, it was just such a blessing to read all of the things, because she was so humble, and she just waited her time. Her patience was a virtue.
That's beautiful. I agree. And how about you, Chanel? What do you think about that?
Well, I think they had a beautiful relationship, but I also think it deals with patience, but it also deals, for me, when I look at it, I really go and think about it. I think about how God provides and he makes provisions for people, because out of all, they went to this particular town where Ruth came from, and somehow she ended up in Boaz's backyard,
call
it that, in his field. There are many other fields around, but she ended up there.
That's
so
good.
She ended up in his back. In his fields. There's many other men that had fields, and we know it was many other men that had fields and stuff, because when he went to go question the other kinsmen about her, saying that this is your duty to go and wipe her, but do you have the means to do it? Because if you can't provide for her like you're supposed to, you shouldn't do it. You should pass it on to somebody else.
Wow, that's deep too. Wow.
That's what I got from it, because he put her in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
Right. Well, it seems like she lost a lot, and she left behind, her world, and she went with Naomi, and she embraced a whole new situation, and she embraced it with such steadiness and with such, with not taking a second thought. And she loved Naomi, and she loved everything about her, that their story is more
together than they are separated. They talk about them more in a kinship and a oneness than you would see them separated. And she didn't deal with things bitterly. She dealt with them with grace and open arms.
She
did.
I mean, can you just imagine? Yeah.
Also, obedience, because Ruth was, Naomi was older than she was. And when it was time for her to present herself to Boaz, she told her how to do it. And so if she would have went off on her own, everything might not have happened the way that it was supposed to happen.
Yeah, because she is part of the heritage of Jesus Christ, because I want to tell you, one of my favorite scriptures from the Ruth is chapter 1, verse 16, and it says, "Where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge, and your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." So she trusted Naomi. It takes a lot to trust someone.
Yeah. I mean, for what she did, I mean, she just left her country and her family behind and refused to let her past hold her back. I mean, she chose to serve God and Naomi, and she believed that she was still life left there for her to live. Like, her life was not forgotten. Her life was not gone. And no matter your past, you still have a purpose. Your past is not your final destination. When you make a choice of faith, while confidence may be wavering, God's promises are not.
Right.
I like that. Yeah, on it. So what can women do to gain this type of, you know, these qualities in the world? I mean, you see a lot of women who are, some of them are sad. Some of them feel like there's no hope. But when I think about this story, how she lost her husband and she left her country, but she could have continued. I mean, she could have went to her country, the Moab country, but she decided to stay with Naomi because she trusted her God. What can we learn from this for sisters who believe that all they see is darkness? They may have been through so many trials and tribulations, such as losing a loved one to the pandemic, may not have enough food on the table due to, lack of support. Or it could just be, they unsure of who they are. What kind of lessons can we get from here? Because one lesson I got is that no matter what you see, trouble don't last for always, and God will never place more on you than he can bear. That is what I got.
Mm-hmm.
How about you all?
Absolutely. I feel that way as well.
One of the things that I got from that was that the promises of God promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He also promised that, if I start something within you, I will finish it. And at the time, he had blessed her with a husband, and then she lost the husband. He blessed her with kinsmanship because he gave her Naomi. But then later on, even after they went through all of that, she got even more. She lost her husband, but when she didn't give up and she kept on, she got a husband and she got children from this man. And he wasn't, he was a wealthy man. So she got more. Everything, she lost, but then it increased later on.
Well, so they say that, you know, doing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was saying, you know, that, again, you know, like, it increased. And if you, a lot of times when we go through, when we have, when God gives us, you know, promises or there's a promise there, you got to go through the process to get that promise. So she was in, she was in the field. And she was doing labor, and it just seemed like she was getting the bare necessities, just the bare necessities. But how can I say it? But she kept going, and those bare necessities started to change. You know, because someone saw her perseverance, because that's what Boaz, he saw her. He saw her working and gleaming, and then he also went back and did some research on who she was. He said, oh, she over there. I don't need nobody to touch her. Just let her, you know, let her work over there on that side of the field. Just to glean. She never asked to work in his field. God
like
says, you know, God is, when it's for you, it's good for you. And as long as you keep going and don't stop, I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Because this story is, I think I've been reading this story quite some time, but each time you read it, you're gaining more and more revelation that, you know, it was custom that, you know, your marriage is arranged, but because she lost her husband, she was a widow. And now, because of her faithfulness, God allowed her to be remarried again, and with a wealthy man by the name of Boaz. I mean, yeah. So I really believe that when you do the right thing, you believe the right things. You regain the right things, such as prosperity, favor from the Lord. Because I really believe that she was favored. I really do. Yeah. So, T, how about you? This is like something that can be really used as another guideline of how friendships and maybe mothers
absolutely
should be to one another. Yeah, because
absolutely, it's an amazing friendship. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a faithful relationship. It's a loving relationship. It's a beautiful relationship. It's a giving and taking relationship. Like, you know, and that's what really you would want in another woman, in another person, you know, and having that camaraderie for a woman's relationship, a sisterhood. You know, doing the right thing often takes a lot, you know, great sacrifice. So doing the right thing isn't always easy. You know, Naomi reminded Ruth that she was free and she could go back to her family. But did she go? No, she stayed. And she helped out. And,
yeah.
and they bonded, you know what I'm saying? And they were inseparable and they lived through that together. So that's, you know, that's the beauty of that all. That's the beauty of that all. So I love their relationship. I'm glad that you suggested this topic because I had an amazing time reading it over, reading it through, and just studying it. So thank you, Kimmy.
No, it's just like it gives us a glimpse shot of what friendship or what a relationship is like, because there are times you're going to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly. So another thing I love about those two is the fact that Naomi was actually happy for her when she married Boaz.
Mm-hmm.
I think
right.
Boaz was like related to him. I think so.
Yeah, he was part of her kinsmanship. He was part, mm-hmm. but he wasn't. Boaz wouldn't have been the next in line. It was somebody before him, because the way that they did it back then was like, you know, the one that's next in line would be the one that would actually come in and take over
mm-hmm.
the family's estate and all of that, you know, and, you know, basically take the wife if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
She's part of she done married into the kinship, so into the family, and so in order for her or her children, even if she had children, he would become her new husband, and then her children's father. The way they had it set up back then.
Oh, that is so true. That's how marriage was done.
Yeah, but
it was arranged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. So, so.
What's your favorite tea? I like this peach tea that my daughter buys. I think it's called Tranquility or something, but it's like a peach. It has like a peach flavor to it, and it's really really good. And then sometimes I just like peppermint tea.
I never had a peppermint. Well, I had it with green tea. Okay.
Oh, you never had peppermint tea. Yeah.
I have peppermint tea with green tea. Yeah.
Huh?
The reason why we ask you what is your favorite tea is because it's tea time with Tea Spence and Kimmy Cam. So we'd like to know what is your favorite tea.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's why. I don't know why, but I was like, I just like to see what type of teas people drink. Because
that is a quirky little question.
Tea.
I love that. I love that question. You know, it's a cute question. Tea time, what's your favorite tea? I like, you know, I love me some sweet tea. I love sweet tea. You know, Kimmy, we always talk about that Waffle House tea. Yes, I love sweet tea.
Yeah, I love my sweet tea. That was back in the time. We used to be roommates many years ago, and so we used to go to the Waffle House. And then me and Chanel met in 1998 after we split up. Yeah, so it's like weird how I love my sweet tea, and then I like the sweet tea from, what was that chicken house in Atlanta? They have some good tea too. Oof, forget the name of that place. It reminds me of a KFC, but they have some good tea too.
This is winter.
But anyhow, yeah,
she said this is winter. Yeah,
that tea was the bomb.com. I wonder, do they still have that? Open. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they still have the tea.
Winners? Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's been a minute. Okay. So, going back to the story of Ruth, what can we do to continue on this legacy of Ruth to pass it down to maybe our cousins, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, you may see a young lady in the street? How can we show the wonderful qualities that Luke Brooke has so that they can emulate that? Because I really believe we're missing that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe, you know, we can hold on to her, what she embodied, like her gracefulness, her being humble, her being loving, her being, you know, reaching, you know, reach one to teach one, as I say, you know, and her looking out for her mother-in-law and her, you know, giving unconditionally, her loving unconditionally. you know, and just trying to form a bond with somebody that, you know, normally you probably wouldn't think to have, because, like, I know I've mentioned that I haven't had a lot of women in my life that I've bonded with, you know, so to read this passage and to study it, it just lets you know that things are possible and people can be like that. People can be loving. People can be openly there for you. People can be unconditional. So I think that those are some of the things that we can look out for our future generation and let those walls down and not be so, guarded and to let, keep that sucker up and guard it and just let people in. You know, I know it's hard, but, you know, it happens.
You know, I've seen this, this young lady, she was talking, not like on a podcast, but she was just having conversations. And one of her things was that, you know, she was saying how she felt like she was a very spiritual person, and because she was so spiritual that she had forgotten how to be open. And what I mean by that is because she didn't want certain people to be inside of her little bubble, her spiritual bubble, or she didn't want negative energy in her bubble. So she was very close offish to, you know, to people. And, you know, sometimes because people get in their own way. And what I mean by that is, like, say, like, I met you, you never met me, and we actually had a conversation, and we talked for, like, maybe like an hour or something, right? Well, the next day we see each other but you don't speak to me, and I don't speak to you because I'm in my own head and you're in your own head. Like, well, she probably don't remember me because even though we spoke for an hour, I'm not going to go up there and say anything to her. And that's how a lot of people are. They're very close off.
They're very guarded.
Very guarded. And it takes nothing to smile at someone. It takes nothing say hello.
It's free.
How are you doing? I mean, it's like, you know, like you get into an elevator full of people. Pretty much everybody puts their head down and nobody says nothing.
I love that.
And as a Christian or as someone who loves God, that's not how God wants us to be. You don't have to have a conversation or all the time with someone, you know, because you might be busy, but just simple hello, how are you doing? Oh, I like your hair. I love your dress. Those things go a long way because you never know what's going on in people's lives. And just to get a smile or a hello, that's everything.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's free.
It's free.
You don't have to pay for it. It's free.
You have to pay for it.
You never know what a smile can do for somebody. Like, you know, it can change their whole day. You speaking to them, maybe somebody hasn't spoken to them all day or giving them a compliment got a compliment. And you give them a compliment, and then they are happy, and that might make their week. That might make their month. You just never know what's going on inside other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the time. It doesn't take much. It's just taking time to interact with one another on a positive and a loving platform.
Yes, that's so true.
Wow. Because I really believe a smile, like you both said, can make someone, you know, smile, because there are times when sometimes we put a lot of weight on our shoulders, and just to see that you have someone that you may not even know just speaking and giving you a compliment, it goes a long way. I mean, it says to be kind to one another, to show each other love, and to be there for each other, because we are all in this thing together because we need one another. We can't make it without each other. We're supposed to be there for
Absolutely.
One another. And so I really believe it makes the world go around when we can edify one another. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Because once you get out of that storm, who knows, maybe your story can be inspirational to those who are going through the same thing that you are going through. And they can see
mm-hmm.
how you have overcome with them, help with the Lord, because I know I can't make it without him. Ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one thing that I do like about this story is the fact that Boaz knew exactly what he wanted. I mean, just paraphrasing, going through the scriptures and rereading it, it shows to me that he called Ruth virtue. And we talk about what find a virtuous woman in Proverbs 31:10. So he saw the virtue in her, and that is a beautiful thing when a man can call you a virtuous woman. And I love that. Yes, because
yes.
I love a big black man, strong black man, you know, holding my hand and just, you know, nothing like a strong black man. That's a turn on. One, of course.
Mm-hmm.
A person you don't have to worry about, you know, infidelity. And that's a godly man,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she was like, yes, this is my man. Ha, 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 when she got married. But anyways.
Right. Like, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
So, and then it also shows, like, the inheritance that she has. You know, she is in the, she is part of the generation of Jesus. So it says
right.
to me that
grandmother.
She comes from good blood. Yeah, she comes from good blood.
Yes, yeah, she's his grandmother. Uh-huh. Great,
yeah.
great, great, great,
yeah.
great grandmama.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, it shows us also the heart of what it means to go through death and to still have your faith and your trust in God and to stay faithful, because, you know, when you see with your physical eye, you may think that there's no hope, because there have been times I'm trying to figure out how to overcome this, but then God says, it's not your battle, it's my battle. You just have to continue
mm-hmm.
on, you know, trusting in me and don't
mm-hmm.
lean on your own understanding. And so that is why I really believe that it is important that we continue on edifying one another. So, wow. Yeah. And, Mike, when it comes to Ruth, what is one quality can you say that you have, and one quality that you said you're still working on? For me, I'm still working on disappointment, how to handle it, you know, how to handle when something goes on and you're trying to figure it out, because I'm a fixer. So
mm-hmm.
I'm still
mm-hmm.
on this path of, you know, you got to give it to the Lord. It's easy said and done, but I'm the type of person I like to fix things. So God has shown me that you can't fix it. So that is one thing I can truly say that I've been working on. Don't try to fix anything. Allow God to do it. And one thing I can emulate from her is I like to be kind to one another. How about you both?
Well, I would say I've got to, you know, step more into the words of let go and let God. Like, I'm a worrywart, so I worry about things. And if you give him the prayer and you give it to him, he's supposed to, you know, take care of it, and I should be rest assured that it's going to be taken care of. I shouldn't still be worrying about it and getting all anxious and have anxiety about it and still wondering about it, if it's going to be handled, what's going to go on with it, and cause myself, you know, to be depleted, to get, you know, sometimes sick, sometimes, you know, downtrodden. Sometimes I can't pick myself up because I worry about things so much. So I really have to step into those words, let go and let God. And what was the other question, Kimmy?
Well, there are some traits that you are working on, because she has so many traits like faithfulness, patience.
Right.
She had faith. She had kindness, very meek. What else? She demonstrated love for her mother-in-law. She also, you know, showed that no matter what you're facing, that you can overcome it with the help of the Lord. So another thing, she was very humble in the Lord. She had a pure heart, and she was wise. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then the other thing that I do is I love that I have a loving spirit towards others, regardless of, you know, if they treat me wrong, you know, I'm not going to act as they're acting and treat them that same way. I'm going to stay in my spirit and stay who I am and keep that going and keep that flourishing so that, you know, I'm not going to let anybody douse my shine. You can't douse my shine. So I'm just going to keep moving on and keep it going.
Amen. Sounds like a prayer war. Tenacity, perseverance. How
yes.
about you?
Tenacious lady.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm working on my meekness.
Your meekness? I think.
Yeah. Because I have a tendency to, you know, I go off. you do me wrong.
Well, you do that, yeah.
You do me wrong. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, I got you. So I'm working, you know, God has been working on me for that for quite some time now, but, you know, I've gotten better over the years. Let's just say that, because, you know, me and Kim have been friends for a long time, and she calls me with a problem. I was like, you know, we can go get them. What you want to do? Because that's, you know, that is who I am. So, but I am, but, you know, I'm working on it.
You and Tina about the light. Y'all need to hang on until that meekness in. No, I'm not saying. I'm just kidding.
Just saying.
Tina from the D.C., from Georgia. Oh, my goodness. I thought you already meek. Okay.
I'm working on, you know, that's what I'm working on. Yeah, I'm working on that. Mm-hmm.
Well, T, I think we have another good one, because I really believe that Ruth demonstrated, you know, purity and virtue. Next week, we want to be talking about something else. Mental health. Oh, I think that is so important. What do you think?
Yes, I think it'll be good. Mental health and mental awareness. Like, there's two vastly, totally different things. It's just keeping your mental health, and how do you keep it there? Like, it's not mental illness. We're not talking about mental illness, but we're talking about mental wellness and mental health. So I think that will be a wonderful show, and we'll have a lot of just different topics we can talk about, and what we feel like we do, like exercising and eating right, and, going outside to watch the butterflies, taking a nice long walk, or, you know, just doing just different things to invigorate your body, to keep you moving and to keep you going and to keep you growing, and to, you know, to look at some positive things. Like, if you've had a bad day, you don't come and clam up to yourself, because those thoughts will constantly go in your mind and you won't be able to get out of that rut. You'll stay stuck and stagnant. So you got to like open the curtains and you got to like, you know, open the windows and let some fresh air in and try and get that, you know, get that out of your mind and keep it moving.
Well, you said it. I concur. I really believe that's important.
That's
because it starts with the mind. And that's why God says to think on these things. Yes.
Yeah.
And Chanel, you have anything to say before I pass it back to my sister to close us out? Who's going to pray out? I think Chanel should pray us out. What do you think, T?
I don't think Chanel should pray us out.
Oh, you're, why you say that? Well, before we go, let's go around and give out some closing remarks and to inspire someone who's listening, because, you know, I really believe that encouraging words really do help with the mental state. So I'm going to go first, and I just want to say just focus on the Lord and lean out on your own understanding in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I'll pass the mic, and then we'll be ready for tea time for next week. I'm going to be studying. And once again, T, do you have any particular, you want me to study on like the type of things we can do to enhance our wellness? Is that what I'm studying on for next week? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, so study on that and what you can do for your wellness, for your mental wellness, and how you keep yourself going and how you keep yourself positive and active and a productive part of society.
Awesome.
I'm
going to
say
it.
I'm going to say that I just like to stay, you know, positive within myself, and I like to meditate and give my, depend on my higher faith to help me through these trials and tribulations that, you know, we go through day in and day out, and not let them get me down, and to just to keep it moving in a positive way so that I can give myself strength to make it another day, because I always say another day above ground, who am I to complain? So, you know, I'm just trying to get through day to day. I'm not worried about next week. I'm not worried about next year. It's just I work through things from day to day, minute to minute, hour to hour. You know, that's how I live my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And how about you, Chanel? What kind of closing remarks you would like to leave for tonight? Because you never know. Encouraging words can really help.
I just want to say that for anyone that's listening, friendship, sisterhood, any type of relationship has to be nurtured.
Yeah.
And if you want a better relationship with someone, you want a better relationship with God, it starts with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can't look to someone else to give you what you need. You have to bring that to yourself. Go within yourself and
amen. I agree.
And give that.
That sounds good to me. Amen.
I agree too. It is all about, you know, nurturing a friendship, because if you have to nurture that friendship for it to grow. You have to feed the friendship so it to grow. So you have to put that, it's like your flowers outside. If you don't feed them, if you don't talk to them, if you don't water them, how is your garden going to grow? So that's the same with the friendship. So I really enjoyed you saying that, because I firmly believe that. Like, you know, me and Kimmy have been friends for a long time, and each time we talk, we connect more, and we grow more, and we learn more from one another. So I love that, you know, that you just said that, because that is a very prominent part of sisterhood and being together and working as one. So yes, I love that, Chanel.
That's amazing. So I'm just gonna maybe take a prayers out. See, prayers out.
I thought that was our roundabout prayer out. I thought that we were all giving our thoughts and our left. Exactly. She did too. So I thought that was
okay.
Good. Yes,
okay. Well, that goes. Well, that's true. Well, family, I'm just going to pass it back to T. And thank you so much, T, for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this tea time, and it is Tuesday evening. You know, look forward to us being on next week at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Central Time, and it will be about mental health and mental awareness. We love anybody to call in and join at 646-564-9842, just like Chanel came on tonight and graced us with her presence. We so appreciate that. So thank you very much. Please come join us anytime. We'd love to have you.
Yes, Chanel. Yes. And thank you. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in
yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Oh, yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh, you can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Don't
let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Oh.
what you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.